News release. Niagara Region. Last week, Niagara Region, in partnership with Niagara Regional Housing and Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, announced more than $6 million toward new supportive housing for women and their children fleeing violence. Federal and local contributions totaling $6,316,296 will go to build and operate an 18-unit transitional housing project on Crescent Road in Fort Erie. In addition to providing housing options to women and children in need, the facility offers on-site programming including intensive case management, community referrals and access to mental health and addiction supports. Niagara Region and its partners continue to make important progress on providing housing supports to vulnerable people. Transitional supportive housing like the one in Fort Erie is a critical component for serving specific populations such as survivors of domestic, intimate violence. Money announced as part of the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation National Housing Co-Investment Fund, Women and Children Shelter and Transitional Housing Initiative that aims to assist individuals fleeing violence with an additional focus on supporting Indigenous communities. The Crescent Road project adds to the roughly 280, Housing First and Home for Good, supportive housing units, 15 bridge housing units and 25 permanent supportive housing units in Niagara, representing close to a 1-for-1 ratio of supportive housing units to local shelter capacity. Quotes: Today's announcement helps to ensure that women and children fleeing family violence in Niagara have a safe place to go. It is encouraging to see community and government partners working together to bring these essential housing projects to reality. Jim Bradley, Niagara Regional Chair. This transitional housing is an example of the true value of partnerships. By working together, women and children who have suffered will have a safe home with supports and the hope for a better future. Gary Zalepa, Chair, Niagara Regional Housing.